Stan and Holly, let's talk about earth changes if we can, and then we'll get into preparedness as well. For how long have you two been looking at earth changes? A long time.
Well, Holly's been looking at it a lot longer than me. Holly, when did you start?
Well, my mother started this actually when I was a kid, because we lived in the Midwest. We always had ice storms and blizzards, tornadoes, floods, and all those fun things. And she always just squirreled things away in our house. My dad used to make fun of her. And that quit when we were without power. And she was able to trot out these nice meals, and we had warm blankets, we had candles, and it was not a religious thing. It was just part of being smart when you live back there in an area that has lots of challenges.
Well, and that's the important thing. You have to be smart about this. This is a planet that has gone through changes in the past. I wonder, Holly, if the ancients prepared themselves for calamities. What do you think?
As best as they could, I'm sure they did, George. They would see things that were coming in the weather and things with insects, so they would have to prepare their food. We certainly know that many of the natives had their kivas and had storage areas for their foodstuffs and for people and for their animals. Stan and I did some touring down in the southwest, one of our favorite areas, around in Santa Fe this summer, and there were all kinds of ruins down there. And they had complete whole kitchens and storage areas for their grains to keep them from one season to the next year or number of years.
You know, the way this planet is developing right now with the shortages, you know, food is going to be a shortage problem. Water is going to be a serious problem. Do you think, start with you, Stan, that the powers that be have already stored their own goods for their own purposes?
Oh, I'm certain of that. That's so that they can have a continuous of government right up until the last, when the society starts to break down and they pull in the hole after themselves, you know, the powers that be. Food prices are starting to go up in the corn and wheat and various other grain supplies because of the crops that have been hit in this country and elsewhere on the planet from drought, and in Australia from locust-type, you know, grasshopper-type plagues are just mammoth. I mean, I was down there in one of them probably 30 years ago, and the sun blotted out when these things started flying over us there in Melbourne. And I couldn't keep the car on the road because of all the squishy bodies of these things on the road. I'm serious. It was just, you would not believe.
You mean you'd be swerving because there were so many of them?
No, you'd slip from all the goo under you.
Yeah, it's like ice.
I guess, but
gook ice.
Pretty dirty ice. Yuck.
Yeah.
But anyway, the world situation is getting worse. The climate is changing. I don't think it's like global warming like the politicians have been saying. I think it is solar system warming because of something in the sun. All the other planets are experiencing warming trends as well. But this, I mean, that's their problem. Earth's problem is that it's hitting our food production chain, which is the basis of life here. So that's another one of those crisis curves that's facing us. You know, interesting, I heard you mention something in the break there about the world government, the Illuminati and stuff, which, you know, I've been talking about and writing about since, gosh, 1976, I think. One of the things that I found in researching the Great Seal of the United States, that is on our website under the talking points today somewhere, probably in the Cosmic Conspiracy, you see Secrets of the Great Seal. When you see the translation of the Latin on the Great Seal, the Inuit Kweptis announcing the birth or arrival of, and then it says of the New World Order, where they're translating it, it's the Novus Ordo Seclorum. You'll find that Latin scholars say seclorum, S-E-C-L-O-R-U-M, is not really proper Latin. It's not really a word. It's slang. And what I did when I was looking at this Great Seal and starting to translate it by laying pieces of it over each other, I realized that seclorum is actually two words joined together, sec and lorum. So I looked that up in the Latin definitions, and it means a new order which favors the whip or the lash. That's a dictatorship of nasty, nasty business. And we know that the Great Seal is an Illuminati seal. That definitely has no place in American history as far as what we stand for. But, you know, there were certain points about 13 colonies, things that, that did. But this Egyptian pyramid, you know, and this Latin stuff, it, this wasn't what our forefathers were really all about.
Have you been able to get those maps that you used to get?
Oh, in the earthquakes?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. And, you know, unfortunately, I needed the naval maps because they had the military satellite data in it. And that satellite data actually measured charges in the atmosphere, and they mixed that data in with the sea surface temperature changes, and that's why I was getting such good results. But I can tell you, Holly's got that up on the website now, that the earthquakes are increasing. In fact, I think I sent you a Skype fast blast or something to you just a while ago. I hope it got through. To give you a link to that, to show you on our website that story that just come out about the that she's written about the earthquake increases.
Interestingly enough, it's the larger magnitude quakes that have already reached 100%, and some are as much as 120. So it's been doing a lot of shaking.
Well, let me tell you, Baja California has been getting hit with a whole swarm of these things lately. Something's happening.
Well,
go ahead, yeah.
That was one thing that really caught my attention when I was starting to look at this a few days ago. This chart that Stan is referring to is something I've maintained for almost two decades, just out of curiosity to keep tabs on how the quakes are doing. But what was interesting this year are the number of swarms that have hit the U.S. and outside. But I was looking primarily in America. We've had them in Arkansas, and they're still ongoing,
mm-hmm.
in Oklahoma, certainly in California. Down there in the Baja, there was one that was really interesting. They found over 30,000 aftershocks had hit as of last year.
30,000?
30,000 in Saudi Arabia. You know, over there where that rift is tearing apart there in the country,
mm-hmm.
and that ground is opening up and it will eventually become an inward sea, inland sea. Well, that whole thing, they found out that lava is only a mile under the surface, and it surprised the scientists because they didn't realize that they were sitting on a seismically and volcanically active area. So they could get a real surprise one day. But 30,000 strong swarms. That's hard to say.
You know, one of your listeners just emailed me, George, and he's saying that he's been looking at those swarms that Holly's talking about. And that the smaller magnitude, like, you know, threes and fours, do come in swarms. And he says they seem to be moving down the ring of fire, the arc of fire that comes down the West Coast, starting in Alaska, moving down with clusters of small ones there and then, in, you know, in Idaho and then California and into the Baja. And these are presaging, he thinks, perhaps larger quakes. He's wanting me to investigate that, which I'll have a look at, but... You've seen the increase in quakes in weird places like, you know, Arkansas and Oklahoma, and these are to the west of the New Madrid fault line. And I cannot see from what data I have why, except that something in the whole North American plate is being upset there.